Get comfortable and close your eyes. Settle in and become aware of your breath, your life-giving breath. Relax your breath all the way down into your belly. And let your shoulders drop away from your ears. Feeling your weight drop down into the earth. You are supported. Continue to breathe deeply. And on each inhalation, relaxing a little bit more, and on each exhalation, letting go and relaxing even more. Drawing your attention inside yourself, moving your awareness with your breath, opening up, letting go. Bringing in expansion and letting go of the contraction of the day. It's time to tune in to your intentions for a new cycle. And this requires expansion, opening. Like taking a closed hand and relaxing it open wide. Become aware of your breath and now focus it as if you were breathing right in and out through your heart, your fourth chakra, your heart, the seat of your soul. Your connection to the quantum and all possibilities. At the end of your next exhale, notice there's a little space, a little gap you could relax into before you let the inhale flood your body. And for the next three breaths, at the end of the exhale, let yourself just melt. Relax. Open up at the very end of the exhale in that space. Before the inhale, life-giving breath floods the body. You're unwinding. Coming back to home. Coming back to heart. Letting go of the outer world so you can connect with your soul, with your higher self, your oversoul, and open up into all your oversoul has in store for you in this next cycle. Sending some grounding energy down. Down from your sit bones, the base of your spine. Or your back body if you're lying down. And those grounding roots are growing all the way down into the very center of the earth, the abundance. The life-giving energy of this amazing planet. You are this conduit between the ethers and the earth, here to walk in both worlds from the inside out, and having an ever so clear intention for what you are desiring, or being called to consciously create. Sets the frequency for what you're calling in next. And as you allow your awareness to move above you, the energy of the cosmos up through your eighth energy center, up above your head, there's this beautiful portal. Notice it. It's spinning slightly. It's got a beautiful opalescent color with a bit of purple to it. It's sparkly. It's illuminated. And as it gently spins and vibrates and opens, it's connecting you more and more to the cosmos, to the light of the cosmos. You have a very unique encoding. Where the light of the cosmos animates your unique encoding. And notice the expansion upward and out in all directions. You have many timelines. Your frequency is multidimensional, and as it rises higher and vibrates at higher and higher frequencies, different aspects of self, different timelines are all being activated. Into your heart, like you can slide all the way down the light of the cosmos right into the very center of your heart, your fourth energy center, your center of truth and wisdom. And as you rest your awareness in your heart space, your heart is calling you for a focus, for an intention, to walk with, to be with in this next cycle. Soul question to land right in the very center of your heart, just like a pebble is being tossed in the pond, the energetic pond of your heart. And you'll sit back and just watch the ripples and notice what floats up for you. What is it your heart, your soul, is calling you to nurture and grow within yourself? So that you can truly show up and shine. What is your heart, your soul, calling you to nurture and grow within yourself? So that you can truly show up and shine in your life, in your work in the world. In who you've come here to be. In the next higher evolution of you. And whatever that is, allow it to arise and hold it dear in your heart. It's a time in this cycle to nurture so that you can grow to the next level and fully be able to animate your light, show up and shine. Breathe that in and notice how that feels when you're fully in that energy and what that can make possible for you in who you've come here to be. Images, words, feelings. Your inner language is unique. Pay attention to it. And it's time to plant the seeds so that they can grow deep roots and you can flourish and grow. All the light of the cosmos that is aligned with your intention is flowing down through the crown, filling your heart and ready to animate, to enliven, expand, and fill these intentions and bring them home. And before this light fully comes forward, it's important to release any of the blockages, any of the constrictions, contractions, debris that might be keeping you from allowing yourself to elevate in this way. And as you move your energy forward, you notice this beautiful, crystal clear body of water. Water is devotional. It accepts us as we are. It accepts anything that we have to offer it. And come to the edge of that water or walk right into it and release, whether you know what it is or not, have the intention to release any of the blockages, any of the discordant energy. Just simply let it go. Let it drift away. Let it fall to the bottom. Let it dissolve. And as it dissolves, as it floats away, notice how much lighter you feel. There's an elevation to your frequency. And notice how much lighter you begin to feel. And now the energy that's been activated in the cosmos, the light, that opally, purpley light, and any other color that is coming uniquely to you, is filtering all the way down through and into your heart and into your intentions, as if these were seeds that you're holding ever so dear in the relaxed, open palm of your hand. And it's time to plant these seeds. But before we do, that light is going to pour down from your heart all the way through your arms, all the way into those intentions that you hold in your hand. Notice those intentions that your heart has given you today. You're being called to nurture and grow so you can truly show up and shine. Notice those seeds become alive, filled with frequency. They're animated, they're activated so that they can grow and come into fruition. It's time to plant those seeds. You have a very unique inner language and place to plant these seeds. You may want to plant them in your quantum garden. That may be literally moving them into the soil like the earth has, tapping them gently and giving them your love, your blessing. You may want to throw them and scatter them to the quantum field and watch every one of them, their spark, twinkle and get activated by the field. You may want to plant them in your heart or anything else that comes to you. Honor your path, your inner language. That light of the quantum and the cosmos fully animating your energetics, your intentions, those beautiful seeds, and they have already started to grow. There's a natural order to things, and you've set that in place, in motion with your intention, and merging with the divine, with the quantum. Your higher self has an intention for you, has a directive for you, and tuning in and meeting your higher self in your heart and notice this beautiful sanctuary of your heart. And as your higher self meets you, that may be a visual for you, some beautiful being of light, maybe a guide that you've met with many times, maybe literally a version of yourself, or maybe it is something symbolic or feeling, but you know, and you're there. And your higher self transfers a message to you, whether it whispers it in your ear, hands you something, or simply gives you that psychic transmission. What is it that your higher self is calling you to put into motion with an inspired action? It may be something very subtle and simple, and it may feel quite profound, but you must trust it. So what's the inspired action you're being called to take that's going to support you in nurturing and growing these seeds of intention, this cycle? Express your gratitude to the divine, to your higher self, to you, and the quantum, all the assistance that you have. Deep gratitude for taking this time for yourself. It is so important to take time to be with you, to know you, and to nurture yourself. To nurture is to grow. To grow is to open. Come to the next level. To raise your frequency, to be who you truly are. Take a deep inhale and let it all go on the exhale, knowing this or something better is growing in this cycle. And blessed be.